Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is being brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. And by Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebewing. Also by McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center in Bad Axe. Concerns over the number of accidents on some Tuscola County roads continues to grow. The latest plea for action was made by Billy Putman, whose family was involved in an accident at the intersection of Deckerville Road and Herd's Corner Road. Three Putman family members were killed and three others were seriously injured when a semi-truck ran a stop sign. Putman stated there have been seven more accidents at that intersection since the September 19th accident involving his family. Putman took his concerns to the Tuscola County Road Commission and then to the County Board of Commissioners, where he explained his unsatisfactory meeting with the road board. According to Putman, the road board either failed to respond or took several weeks to answer his and the emails of others about their highway concerns. Besides the Deckerville and Herd's Corner intersection, other roads that are an area of concern because of the number of accidents are the intersections of Dutcher and M81, Bevins and M24, M15 and Birch Run Road, and Irish Road. Putman and his remaining family members researched the cost of putting rumble strips or flashing red lights powered by solar or stop signs. According to Putman's research on the cost of rumble strips and solar lights warnings on stop signs at those intersections that would have the most accidents is about $29,400. He pointed out the cost for the road commission to do that work would be less than the cost he was able to find himself. Grand Blanc football coach Logan Welch's family attended the first court hearing of the suspect accused of shooting and killing him, held a day after Welch's memorial service. The probable cause hearing took place at Lapeer County District Court via Zoom with 32-year-old William Channer, who was formally charged on November 7th. Channer faces multiple charges, including first-degree murder for the shooting at Welch's workplace, which was Trim's Unlimited in Elmont. He was involved in a police chase and armed confrontation, during which he was shot by deputies and remains hospitalized. Prosecutors confirmed no plea offers will be made, with trial proceedings moving forward if necessary. Channer's defense requested a forensic evaluation to assess his mental competency to stand trial. The brief hearing lasted 15 minutes, with Welch's family present and showing courage so soon after their loss. January 9th of 2026, William Channer is set to appear again in Lapeer County District Court. More than 2.6 million Michigan residents are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home during the Thanksgiving holiday period this year, marking a 1.4% increase compared to last year. Most travelers, 2.3 million, will be hitting the road by car, while projections show about 225,000 will be flying, and 80,000 will use other forms of transportation like bus, train, and cruise, with those alternate methods showing the largest year-over-year increase. Travel experts advise planning ahead, noting that the busiest travel days will be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Sunday of Thanksgiving week. Travelers are encouraged to finalize their plans early and check for potential flight delays or cancellations before heading out. And we will be right back.
Enjoy Black Friday prices all month long on Ashley Sleep Gallery at Ashley and Bad Axe. Save up to $500 on select Beautyrest mattresses and adjustable base sets, up to $625 on select Serta mattresses and adjustable base sets, and up to $900 on select Beautyrest Black mattress and adjustable base sets during the Black Friday sale going on now at Ashley and Bad Axe. Plus, clearance adjustable bases are priced to go, and not only do you enjoy savings on Sleep Gallery, you're giving back to our community when you shop Ashley and Bad Axe. A portion of all mattress sales goes toward our Kids in Need of a Bed program, providing beds to local children in need. And while you're in store, you can also enjoy up to 30% off store-wide for a limited time. Looking to shop now and pay later? You can, with 1 year and 5 year no-interest financing available. Stop in to Ashley and Bad Axe for details. Ashley and Bad Axe is open 7 days a week and locally owned and operated. And be sure to follow Ashley and Bad Axe on Facebook for Black Friday deals all month long. Ashley is your one-stop place for all your furniture needs. Hi, this is Brandon from Ashley and Bad Axe. Shop our selection of dining sets, bedroom furniture, lift chairs, and more.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
This is RC Wise from Bayport State Bank. Why is it advantageous for you to bank with Bayport State Bank? Because we are locally owned and locally controlled. If you need assistance with deposits, loans, checking accounts, savings accounts, and more, you're not just dealing with local people you know and trust, but our management team and stockholders live right in our communities in the Thumb area. They know our Thumb area residents, our farmers, our business owners, our factories, and most everyone who banks with us. That is important because we know our Thumb area and your concerns and can tailor loans and programs that meet your needs. Yes, just like the big impersonal banks, we have online banking, mobile banking, and access to thousands of ATMs throughout the United States. We can do what they do, but we do it better, with local, personal service. Also, when you bank with Bayport State Bank, your money stays here in our community, helping your neighbors and friends. We also don't charge for mailing out paper statements. Does your bank do that? So stop by one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring, open an account, and see what we can do for you. So make sure you make the wise choice. Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
It's holiday season once again. Here at Mackenzie Jewelers, we have just what you're looking for that special someone, or just to treat yourself for a change. Mackenzie Jewelers has all the latest on-trend and classic styles as well. So dare to dazzle her with diamond jewelry. Styles that fit into anyone's personal collection, from elegant line bracelets to fresh accented ring designs. Perhaps you have a particular idea in your mind. Let us work together to bring it to reality. Mackenzie Jewelers is located in the Bad Axe Shopping Center on the north side of Bad Axe.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's Mackenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, helping her eyes sparkle on Christmas morning for over 40 years.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Mackenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
All right, and we are back. So Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is accusing Five Below stores of repeatedly overcharging customers and not displaying item prices clearly. Nessel contends that Five Below violated the Michigan Shopping Reform and Modernization Act and the Michigan Consumer Protection Act at nearly 20 stores across Michigan on 30 occasions. Since June, the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development has documented 30 instances of price noncompliance by Five Below. From August to November, items marked at $5 were often charged at $6 or $7. The retail chain had promised an internal audit and staff retraining, but Nessel said these efforts have not fully resolved the issues. Shoppers should know the price they see on the shelf is what they will be charged, and repeated overcharging violations are unacceptable, Nessel said. Five Below has until December 15th to meet the Department of Attorney General to seek a compliance agreement. Failure to do so could lead to litigation and fines. Pope Leo has fixed a technical glitch in a Vatican law that became problematic after Pope Francis named the first ever woman to head the Vatican City State Administration. Leo on Friday amended the 2023 law to remove a reference that had said the president of the Vatican City State Administration must be a cardinal. The law became a problem after Francis in February appointed Sister Raffaella Petrini, an Italian nun, as president of the city-state. The appointment was one of many Francis made to elevate women to top decision-making jobs in the Vatican. Nigeria has suffered its second mass school abduction this week, with authorities confirming an attack on a Catholic school in the north-central Kebbi state. It wasn't immediately confirmed who the attackers are, or the number of students abducted at the St. Mary's School on Friday. The abductions of students have come to define insecurity in Africa's most populous nation and the painful consequences. Kidnappers in the past have included the Boko Haram jihadi insurgency group that carried out the mass abduction of 276 schoolgirls more than a decade ago. but other armed groups are active and motivated more by money than religious belief. Nigeria's widespread insecurity affects children and adults, and Christians and Muslims alike. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News Update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe, and by Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seaboing, and by McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center in Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And we have one obituary to mention this morning here. Joseph Holdwick, age 93, of Ruth, passed away Wednesday, November 19th. He was born on January 1st, 1933. He and Lorraine Kranz were united in marriage on May 22nd, 1954, and they celebrated 71 years together. He is survived by his wife, Lorraine, his children, Ronald, Kathleen, Diane, Douglas, Lori, Bruce, Sharon, Kevin, Karen, and Marcia, 14 grandchildren and 8 grandchildren. A mass of Christian burial will be held on Monday, November 24th at 11 a.m. at Holy Apostles Parish, Saints Peter and Catholic Church in Ruth. Burial will be held in the church cemetery. Visitation will be held on Sunday, November 23rd from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach and at the church from 10 a.m. until time of service at 11 on Monday. A rosary will be offered on Sunday at 5 p.m. at the funeral home. Memorials may be made to Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church. Memories can be shared at ramseyfh.com.